We go to the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina hotline. Even though he's sitting right over there, we want to give Vaquero's their love because their food is tasty. It is Jeff Ward, jeffwardshow.com. Check him out live each weekday now as a part of the Hot Pie Media Group. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
All right, so we have a couple things we wanted to get your thoughts on. But the first one is a unique story in college recruiting that I don't ever recall, and everybody that covers recruiting can't recall this ever happening, but there's a young man that's a running back at Klein Kane High School in the Houston area. His name is Jaden Blue. He is a four-star, I believe, and thought of by some as the best running back in America. And he's a verbal to Texas, 22 class, but now he has decided to opt out of his senior year, and he laid out his reasoning for it. Some people think there might be some things behind the scenes, but at least on the table, he's told us sort of his reasoning and wear and tear and stuff. Give me your thoughts on this, man. You've been covering football a long time. You've seen a lot of things. What did this one do to you?
I don't want to sound like an old grouchy old man, but are you kidding me? Really? I mean, I read it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to, like, pause for a minute and not be a crabby old man. I'm going to think this one through because I do get when you're a junior or sophomore in college, I do get that. This one I don't get. I don't think it's all that awful. I mean, I don't think he's going to get that fat during this time. I just think it's kind of silly. I think it's silly. I don't think it's that impactful. Is it going to cause a trend? Maybe. But I'll even say in that case, it's still pretty silly. I don't think that he becomes slower because he doesn't play football next year. I don't buy those arguments. I just think this is kind of a silly thing to do. Sitting out when you're about to make $50 million, not quite so silly.
Especially if we're talking about one game.
One game.
When people, I
get it.
McCaffrey, Fournette, that's a
I get it.
That's a bowl game discussion. This is where it gets it's unique in two ways. It's unique because it's a high school kid, but also, Jeff, the entire season.
Yeah. And it makes me sad because I think anyone that plays football, high school football in this state, it's a great memory. It's a lot of fun. Most of my reaction is I'm kind of sad for the guy because it's a lot of fun. It's not that big of a deal, man. It's not. I get that he could get hurt. I get it. He's going to play pickup basketball game on some Saturday and probably has a better chance of getting hurt. So I think I think more than anything else, I think it's kind of sad. I think the guy's missing out on a lot of fun this year. And it does make you wonder what the heck is going on.
Well, it's sad.
I mean, I can't help it. I can't help but wonder what's going on. Remember what I told you guys a couple weeks ago? The door is about to fly open for agents to start getting involved, even though they have no real meaning to be involved, when they start telling some freshman, sophomore, whatever they're going to be called now, 13th grader, I'm going to get you an endorsement deal, so-and-so. All of this coming together, if somebody wants to connect the dots, it looks sketchy.
One of the biggest issues for me, Jeff, is not the decision that the kid is making. It's how many people are in his corner in the name of, well, he's eventually going to do good here at Texas. And they rationalize it with, a kid doesn't play all 4 years at college. He decides to go pro and skips out on that final year of eligibility. But the difference between those two things is him skipping an entire year of football before he's planning on going to college. And you know, I almost hate to go here, but how committed is he to the college program at that point? Because how quickly does the mindset shift from having a good season or two at the college level to wanting to sit out that last year in college to focus on getting ready for the pros?
All right, now you're sounding like a crab going Lombardi on me. Settle down, Vince.
That's even more old school maybe than you. Yeah,
settle down.
That made
buddy.
You feel
I feel
hit,
like
didn't
I
it?
Was about to run through a wall for you, Coach. Look, I don't buy. I will say his best argument would be this. His best argument is, you know, I really think I'm going to be a pro football player. I'm going to be a running back in the NFL one day. And we all know, and I think this is true and it's documented, there is a curve. There's a curve on number of carries. There's only a certain amount of carries / hits that makes a running back valuable. And if this guy, it's a stretch here. I'm trying to be a little bit more analytical than Lombardi here. And that is, if there is an argument to be made, I'm a running back. I have X number of carries in my life, in my shelf life. And that is true. I mean, I think we've all watched enough football. Use DeMarco Murray as the perfect example. There is a time at which you're at your peak and a time at which there's diminishing returns. You get past X number of carries, you're going to be damaged goods. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody somewhere has got some chart out. And on the Y-axis, they're saying, you know what, kid? If you reach X number of carries by your sophomore year in college, you're going to lose value. That, I think there's actually something to that. That if you say between 17 and 26, my max value is X number of carries. And if I get carried 40 times this year for Klein whatever, and then I get to college and I carry it, well, we know it's not going to happen, but I carry it 20 times a game, all of a sudden, by the time I'm 24, I'm damaged goods. I mean, there is a scientific argument for that. I think it's a little early to be doing that, so I think it's silly. And I think it's just silly and kind
of
sad.
And the other question on this, of course, is the perspective from the Texas side. Steve Sarkisian and his coaches are dealing with something that nobody's really dealt with before, and they are, you know, trying to get themselves back to blue blood status. They're certainly a blue blood brand in the sport. How they deal with this is kind of interesting because they have a commitment now where they're trying to figure out, wait, now what do we do with his decision?
Well, right. What if you see him in November and go, oh, my God, he's fat now?
Right.
Like, what? He's like smoking cigarettes and he's fat.
And apparently he talked to them. It's not like he didn't make this decision without Sark knowing.
I don't, you know, I'll say this for the kid. What I've read, like you guys, is that he seems to be trying to think this through. I don't know that they could say this. No, I know they can't say this publicly. If I were on the Texas staff, I wouldn't be that worried about it. As long as I had felt pretty good he's going to take care of himself, in fact, I'd be pretty happy about it. If I believed, so what you want to do, kid, is you want to get faster. Cool. You're going to be at the track 5 days a week instead of getting hit. Cool.
We can give you some ideas to do that. Yeah.
You know, look at this link on this page. Stay in shape. I think I'd be great. I think coaches nowadays know there's a finite shelf life at that position. So for Sarkisian, assuming you trust this kid is dedicated to staying in shape, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think he could say that publicly. I think that would be pretty shady. And I don't think he will say it publicly.
If the kid still goes to the same high school as the senior, that does have to be weird in the hallway, doesn't it?
He's got to go to the pep rally.
In the hallway.
He's got to go to the pep rally.
The pep rally.
In his letter jacket.
The classroom, like all of that. It's got to be just a little bit weird. I mean, they'll understand. I mean, everybody does things, I guess.
I was about to make a sex joke, but I'm not going to do that. I'll let Trey do that.
Okay. He's got a question that can lead you to that at the end, probably.
Well, I'm going to just throw it back to him. Let him just say it, because he will. You know where I'm going with this. You know where it's going.
But,
he's not as cool as he was.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
That's
he's not
true.
As cool.
Not getting paid attention to.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Uh-huh. Keep it going.
Right.
Keep going.
I see where you're going.
Yeah,
I
see.
I see where you're going.
Huh?
That is definitely a story we'll keep our eyes on.
It's interesting, but it's just, I don't know. I think it's sad. I think the guy's missing out on a lot of fun. High school football is not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that risky.
And I've also heard the argument that his high school is not thought to be a team that'll make a deep run in the playoffs.
Oh, really? Well,
and I thought,
So? Yeah. I mean, he's done by mid-November.
There's even more of a reason to have the discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
And there may be something going on behind the scenes with him and his coaches whatever.
I'm probably 2 years ahead of the curve on people starting to figure out how active agents are going to become. If this were 2 or 3 years from now, I think people would start to look around and say, hey, Texas, pull that curtain back. What's going on over there? But we're 2 or 3 years ahead of that.
Okay, so this is a perfect segue because we were just talking NIL. They passed it in the state of Texas, the name, image, and likeness.
Yeah. You guys are hipper than me. You know the acronyms for it.
We try.
Yeah.
You know, we try
like
to
it.
Sound a little
it's
hipper.
Impressive.
So starting July 1st, apparently, is when this will take effect. And they are saying, we're talking with Jeff Ward here on the horn. Do it every Tuesday about this time. Check out jeffwardshow.com. They are saying that college students cannot have agents. That is what they are saying. How much do you buy that agents can be kept out of this?
Okay. You are 17. Do you just get to campus and start like cold calling people saying, can I do your ads? Who is this? My name's Jeff. I'm 17. I went to Klein High School. Hey, Academy, I really would like to do your commercials. How's this going to work then? Who's going to come hire you?
Do your parents call up?
Yeah. Yes.
Your coaches?
Your parents end up working for the agent. Yeah. Your uncle works for the agent.
So you're saying the agents will still be there? It'll just be a behind the scenes.
I don't know. I don't know how this works any other way. I really would not like my players to spend their day, even if we're going to pretend they're student athletes. I would not like my players spending their day cold calling Jimmy John's to see if they can do their commercials.
What about use the relationship the university already has with advertising?
So you want the university to have somebody that says, hi, today is our advertising fair. Jimmy John's, would you like to hire Jeff? So they're going to be the broker of this deal? And when Jimmy John says, I don't need a 17-year-old with acne that can't complete a sentence, what happens? Or no acne, I don't care.
Then you...
Who wants a 17-year-old doing their commercials?
Well, it depends on
they suck at it.
No, it depends on the 17-year-old, doesn't it?
I mean, we talk for a living, and at 17, I'm fairly certain I would not have hired me.
Right, but Trevor Lawrence at 17 is a different story.
He can't talk now. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What about the Ocho brothers? Let's pick that.
Okay,
that
yeah,
family,
they're sharp.
Right?
Okay, they're sharp.
When those two showed up,
okay.
They were...
Who knew that though? I mean, this is the dumbest. This is so. The only logic behind this is agents are going to get him. For anyone to make any money, you're going to need somebody to be brokering these deals for you. Nobody, even the Ocho brothers, sharp guys, great communicators, all that stuff. You know, they were light years ahead of the rest of us. But even in that case, Academy doesn't know to call them up and say, hey, do my commercials.
Right.
And then you say, what? Yeah, my fee is X amount. Who does that? This is going nowhere fast unless somebody is brokering the deal, and that somebody is going to be your uncle working for somebody else. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That's a whole nother world about to open up.
Yeah.
They say they're not going to let the students, you know, obviously advertise for gambling or illegal firearms or things
like that.
Oh,
but the school can have, the school can have beer commercials everywhere.
The school could. If the kid's 21, can the kid?
When I say I only wear Adidas and you have a swoosh on your shirt, what happens?
Right. They got to figure that out, too.
Yeah. And then what happens? I mean, the coach gets paid X amount. The school gets paid X amount. We wear Nike. Well, your best player's not wearing Nike. I'm wearing Adidas. Deal with it. I'll go elsewhere then.
Turns into Michael Jordan with the Dream Team, Trey.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Trying to cross things over.
I mean, this is not going to be managed well. It may be so nonsensical that it never becomes an issue. I just think this thing is ripe for mismanagement. It's like the people that argue you should pay the players. That's ripe for mismanagement as well. It's not going to work the way people think.
Hey, Jeff, did Aaron Rodgers make any sense to you in his interview with Kenny Mayne last night?
If I were Kenny Mayne, I'd go, what a way to go out. What the hell was that? What was that?
Well, he did get to tell Aaron Rodgers to F off at the end of that interview.
That was it. That's the only selling point. It was like a giant iambic pentameter.
What?
Nice.
What
usage.
Is that?
Yeah. I like that.
What is iambic pentameter?
Tell him, please.
Iambic pentameter. That is the old, that's like a Shakespeare reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the way back to Shakespeare.
It was just blah, 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 blah. What did he say? What did he say? Here's the reigning MVP that has stirred up drama unlike anything we've seen, and we still don't know the reason for the drama.
He said
he keeps talking about personnel, but he's not worried that they drafted a quarterback, but he mentioned them drafting a quarterback three times. He's bothered by something, and that's fine. And but just say it, man. I mean, I don't know what the point of that discussion was last night. If Aaron Rodgers deep down believes that he's 37, he's still got a little bit of football left, obviously, but he doesn't think they're going to win and he wants to go somewhere else, then just go do it. But don't do an interview and sit here and it was fluff. It was total fluff. And it looked like he just got out of the shower.
Yeah, the hair was bad.
What's going on with that?
What are you doing?
I don't know. What's
dude,
that?
Well, come on.
Yeah.
You're Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You're about to marry like a
actress. Maybe that's why he can do it.
Maybe, but yeah, I didn't understand. Even Kenny Mayne tried to ask a direct question, are you seeking a trade? And he babbled his way through that.
He didn't even say, what is the end result of this? Like, he's not going to he's going to get fined now next week. Starting next week, I think he starts getting fined. And it's a lot of money, but for him, maybe not. So how does this resolve itself? And by the way, what resolving what? It sounds like he wants the general manager out. Then he needs to, I understand their ownership is different than every other NFL team, then just say, I'm either going to stay and he goes, or he stays and I go. Done. Because that's what it sounds. And I don't even have that much of a problem with it. What I have a problem with is that guy with the slick back hair doing a haiku for 8 minutes and never saying anything.
It would have been a little...
I hate that stuff. It would have
been
even
weirder if it had been a haiku.
I mean, you know how it is. When you have guests that suck, you can't get them off fast enough. And I don't know how Kenny Mayne is thinking, this is how it ends for me. Yes, it's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he's famous. And yes, I'm going to drop an F-bomb. But this is the story of the year for the NFL, and no one has any idea what this man is saying.
You'd think maybe if he respected Kenny Mayne enough to do it, he would have respected Kenny Mayne enough
exactly.
to give him something.
I totally agree. I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, him feeling like, I need to get out. I mean, they completely screwed up last year. I don't have a problem with him wanting to get out and go try to win a championship before he's done. What I have a problem with is taking 10 minutes and babble aimlessly.
Yeah, especially for somebody who's just not worth the being the center of attention, unless you can ask him about something that you're not allowed to ask him about, and that's him alienating his family for an ex-girlfriend 3 girlfriends
Jeez.
Ago.
Trey wants to know about that. Trey would want to know about that. Yeah.
You would ask him about that?
Hell yes, I would ask him about that.
I forgot. What are you most upset about?
One of the reasons
doesn't like him, or he doesn't like his family.
He doesn't like his family because they weren't crazy about what is now an ex-girlfriend, and he actually abandoned friends as well. Oh gosh,
Olivia Munn.
One. That's it. Yeah, it was Olivia Munn.
The actress.
What's her story?
Olivia Munn. I don't know.
She's
apparently, she
a smoke show who was, I guess, decided she wanted to date an NFL quarterback for a while.
You sound really angry about all this.
Well, she's an Oklahoma.
I think she's
an Oklahoma person too. I think there's.
Well, I think that she's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Good gosh.
Being perfectly honest about it.
All right, Trey. Hey,
you want to talk about the Royals, too, while we're at it?
I'm actually going to keep it sports-related for the last question because there's one other thing that I wanted to discuss with him.
The anger. I'm angry that the guy did an interview that he said nothing. You're angry that they didn't go People Magazine on him.
That's a POS move to totally abandon your family for an ex-girlfriend.
How about that?
It just is.
Maybe
and I talked to Ryan.
Maybe they're lousy. I don't know them. Well, maybe they're terrible, too.
Maybe. But I talked to Ryan O'Callaghan also, who is a former teammate of Aaron's at Cal. He's one of the first openly gay former NFL players, and Aaron distanced himself from Ryan at a certain point just unexpectedly.
Really?
Just dropped him out of the blue. Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on behind the scenes, but people are afraid to ask Aaron Rodgers those questions, and maybe it is a little bit People Magazine line of questioning, but I hate him also. Interesting things about Aaron Rodgers. The reason why I'm upset right
now, okay?
Jeff, the reason why I'm upset right now is because somebody stole my feta cheese earlier today. They stole it straight out of the refrigerator. I was left with feta crumbs for my salad today, so I'm taking it out on the airwaves today. My last question for you this week is, what did you think of Phil Mickelson getting it done in South Carolina this weekend?
Man, I did not see that. That's a bet I would not have made. He probably bet on himself. Of course, Phil Mickelson, if he played any other sport, he would have been kicked out a long time ago for his gambling issues. That said, it's pretty cool. What's amazing is for all the guys, i.e. Tiger Woods, that allegedly take perfect care of themselves, the guy who's a little chubby who doesn't seem to take care of himself is still winning and still at the top of his game.
Yeah, and he's made some of those changes.
Yeah, I know. He talked about his diet and stuff like that. I mean, it was cool. It was great for golf. It was. His swing hasn't changed. I mean, he's as flexible as he's ever been.
And that short game. I mean, you play golf enough to know the stuff he does
genius.
Around the green is stupid.
Which is always interesting. Why, as you age, I mean, I'd love to hear this from him. I mean, because that's just talent. I mean, that kind of touch, that kind of feel is, I don't know how much of that you can coach. But it is interesting to me why it is that you would think as people would age, their short game would be better. The concentration would be better. The nerves would be handled better. But just the opposite seems to happen. As people age in golf, they lose that part of the game. They say we don't putt as well. He flies in the face of that.
Yeah,
guy's just a genius. You know, he's a genius. And had he played any other time except the Tiger Woods era, we would talk about him as one of the greatest player of all time.
Yeah. And now he gets one of those monikers, one of those things that not even a Tiger
has been.
And then Tiger will get his chance when he turns 50, but the fact that to see that, that's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. It's a great storyline. I mean, I wonder how much you bet.
Yeah. Well, it was such good theater, too. Such good television. Watching those people on the 18th green. And
yeah.
Following them all day. That was good
forget
stuff.
COVID.
Well, yeah, no.
No
that
mask
was,
there. They were.
You want to know if we're back? That's when you know.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I interviewed some people about ACL Fest, in fact, and I asked, well, wait a minute. You made a decision 5 months ahead of time that it's 100% capacity. And they said, yeah. Yeah, they're betting that by that time. You know, there's other festivals this summer that are also going full capacity.
Yep. 100% coming back real fast.
I was thinking about this, though. Think of, because I asked the question, I go, let's say, is there a contingency built in? And these were two music critics, and both of them said, yeah, from what we understand is, if there was a spike in cases or something like that, then they C3 Presents would rely on the city to make that statement. Who gets to come out that day and say, sorry, everybody, we're going to have 50%?
Yeah, you'll be contacted.
That person will never be elected again.
They'll be in touch with you about like your ticket.
You just, because they sold out at, you know, what, in a half a day or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't turn it back now, because I don't. How do you even do that lottery that says, well, we're now COVID spikes, we're back to 50%, so half of you are going to, you're out.
Yeah, that's
going to
be
rough.
No,
you just have to shut it down at that point. There's no way you can go 50%.
Yeah, I asked if there's contingencies, and they just, both of them said nobody wants to talk about it.
By the way, congrats to the Astros. I think tonight's their first 100% capacity night. Rangers are, I don't know if the Rangers are officially back there yet, but the Astros are going 100%.
I think the Rangers are.
Tonight. So you think,
like Dr. Phil, you think Aaron Rodgers, you think it's his fault that his he's left his family? Or
when you... When you turn your when you turn your
Dr. Phil
when you turn your back when you turn your back on pretty much everybody in your life up to a certain age, family and friends alike, because there have been a lot of both.
Yeah.
Then at that point, it's probably on the individual.
What about his relationship with Danica Patrick?
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, I don't know how that factors into it. I haven't heard anything bad about it.
But
Danica.
it was, I guess, now three girlfriends ago that he did this with, and he still hasn't. He still
he's
has not.
He's holding a grudge, Jeff. That's
I mean,
he's
begrudging his family and friends like a high school girl, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
You asked. You did ask the reset.
I just said, Dr. Phil, go ahead.
Which ACL act are you most excited about?
You know, I really like, and they ripped them, kind of. It was very upsetting. I like George Strait. I've seen George Strait a bunch of times. I think that's an interesting move. He's on Friday night.
It's a wild move, yeah.
He's on Friday night. He's not on Sunday night when the tourists are going home. I mean, he's Friday night. He's Friday night opposite of, you know who?
Billie Eilish.
No. Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
is that right?
She's on the other side of the park when George Strait is playing, which is kind of brilliant. I mean, you would think two different audiences. Billie Eilish is Saturday night. Trey's favorite, Stevie Nicks, is Sunday.
Okay.
That's Kerrville Folk Festival crowd there.
How dare you?
I asked if they thought they were going to get Fleetwood Mac, and they said they thought they might.
I see. That's not what it was.
I said, was this first call about Fleetwood Mac? And it's, she'll come, that kind of thing. And there was talk, they said, that Fleetwood Mac was trying to get back together. Of course, I think most people were wondering, did you make the call to the Stones? And the answer was, yeah, everyone calls the Stones, but it didn't work.
Sure.
But Greta Van Fleet.
You're excited about that one?
I've seen them before.
Yeah. It's a good live show.
Okay, what do you think? If you played them, here's what I asked. I go, is this, because I said, what group is on that cusp of going breakout kind of thing? Black Pumas are already almost there. They're playing at Stubbs for the next however many nights, and apparently they've sold out every show.
Breaking a record, yeah.
So I think Black Pumas are about to elevate it. I said, what about Greta Van Fleet? And then it was like old music. I think, wait a minute, they're cool. That's amazing sound. It's a real rock band. We don't have real rock bands anymore. And you know what the issue is?
The issue is they sound too much like, at first, it's not two things. They first sounded too much like Zeppelin, and now they sound too much like Rush. They've switched.
This last album or so, they
turned the Geddy Lee part up, and I'm like, wait a minute, fellas.
Yeah.
You got to sound like you, whatever that means.
Yeah, I like them. Have you ever seen them?
I've not seen them live. Are they really?
They're kids. The guy, lead singer.
Oh, no, I saw him on SNL once. I did see what they look like.
He's a little tiny guy who looks like he's 16. And there's this giant voice coming out. He goes, Robert Plant on you. I just find them interesting because I'm really interested in that reaction, because I think most people above the age of, 35 or 40 go, oh, man, you're Zeppelin copycat. But I don't know that that's true.
It was just a little too much for me. I'll say it.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of their reaction, is that I think people can't get over that. It's like your entire career is cursed because you're really, really good and you're really an interesting rock band, but...
For me, it's a little too much like Zeppelin, and that bugs me. And then it transitioned to, I just don't like Rush. So if you sound like Rush to me,
we're not.
We're just not. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's what's tough.
Yeah. So I think all that said, I think your reaction to sort of what I heard from some of the critics is they're not going to get out of this space that they're in now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Which I'll go see them again. I mean, I enjoyed them, but I get you being kind of stuffy and elitist critic saying...
I'm a music snob.
I can tell.
Trey and I are both that way.
I can tell.
I get you. No.
You know who likes Greta Van Fleet, guys? Aaron Rodgers' family. Yeah. You know who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
That is Jeff Ward. Check out jeffwardshow.com. It's part of the Hot Pie Media Group, live each weekday now at Jeff Ward Show on Twitter. Thank you, sir.
All right, see ya.
That is Jeff Ward. We do that every Tuesday. It's nice enough to give us a little time and give us his opinions on, as you can hear, just about everything.